I am up.
Check it out.
It's all in here.
You're listening to the one and only
Unknown Sounds with Pete Saxer on Revenge FM.
Welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to Unknown Sound with me, Pete Saxer. This week has been a tough week for me, so unfortunately, I wasn't able to produce a new show, but I'm still going to play you some amazing tunes from a presentation we did early in the year. But before I do, I want you to know about the new Revenge FM website. Yeah, we've got a bright and beautiful new website, so you've got to check it out. On it, you'll find great stuff, including a lot about Unknown Sounds. We've got videos from Unknown Sound fans under videos. We've got links to previous shows on the Unknown Sound show page. And a really cool new feature is the Unknown Sounds Heroes chart right on the home page. You'll find a list of the songs and the artists we're playing on the current show, and you'll be able to hear the song anytime you want. And most have a video you can watch too. Wow. And best of all, there's links to purchase the tunes as well. Unknown Sounds and Revenge FM are so happy and so proud to be able to support independent and unsigned bands and artists in this way. So please, have a look, and if you like the tune, just click on purchase. Okay, without further delay, sit back and listen to some great tunes. Some of the info may be a little out of date, but don't worry, you can find everything you need on the Unknown Sounds Heroes chart. Let's start the show off with a really cool and interesting song sent in by Ian from the West Midlands. Thanks, Ian. Ian goes by the name The Humdrum Express, but believe me, there's nothing humdrum about him, as you'll hear in Motivational Wall Art by The Humdrum Express.
Coffee and kite culture, new vibe flavors, Waistcoat Wednesday, competitive cyvers, Black Friday, white noise, ignoring Blue Planet, watching Mrs. Brown's boys, and sales are booming of motivational wall art. The gift of the gab, no listening attributes, practicing a power stance in a Teflon suit. The mediocre with mass YouTube subscribers. What's for tea? Microwaved microfibers. Sales are booming of motivational wall art. Transfer deadline failings, fuel abusive chants, resting on laurels, tending hardy plants. We're all innocent till rumours arrive, and the views of singers I once liked say nothing to me about my life. U-turns, a tactical false nine. Transphobic eyebrows will be frowned upon in time. Diverting tactics, feigning surprise. Ultra-crepidarians are on the rise. The sales are booming of motivational wall arts. And the false impressions, we're unnerved. Another minute silence, impeccably observed. Celebratory tattoo so it won't be forgotten. The battle of the egos from the top to the bottom. Gig-goers watch through handheld devices. Can't afford a drink at sponsored venue prices. Uneven paving, irate shoppers. Nightclub toilet selfies, patriotic litter droppers. Coming into bowl, the spin masters misinforming that an ice bucket challenge could help in global warming. Cigars for the fast food chain tycoons. Golden handshakes for silver spoons. The ref's looked at his watch, full time's closing in. He's got two single use razors for his double chin. Low expectations in high demand. Polluted beaches, heads in the sand. The sails are booming of motivational wall art. Sails are booming of motivational wall art. Sails are booming of motivational salvation warlord.
Great, right? Yeah, really interesting stuff. The Humdrum Express. You can find his music on all the usual streaming services, and you can also watch his excellent video for motivational wall art on the Revenge FM YouTube channel. That's right. Take a look, and while you're there, please hit that subscribe button. It would really help us out. Motivational Wall Art by the Humdrum Express. The next song is by Underking. Max, who's the driving force behind the band, sent it in to us. Thanks, Max. The tune's called The Throne, and it was written and recorded entirely by Max alone. It's an unapologetic nod to his heroes with a riff-laden, new wave of British heavy metal-inspired sound and tight, catchy hooks. It's a really good song, so have a listen to The Throne by Underking. Great stuff. Really, really good song. Thanks, Max. And thanks, Underking. Now let's change it up a bit. I've got a song from a band called Bluebird, and that's Bird with a B-Y-R-D. Bluebird is an indie folk duo from Wolverhampton. Now, Gareth sent us their song, Find Your Way, from the album of the same name. Thanks, mate. Gareth and Chris have been working together for a few years, producing alt folk music and playing it with passion and conviction, as you'll hear in Find Your Way by Bluebird.
Shake me, take me, wide awake me, find me a place to stay. My compass don't work, it don't find home. Someone point the way. Abide me, guide me, decide for me. I cannot make that choice. Too much on the menu to feed this bursting heart. Someone be my voice. These times are strange. How we can talk in a million ways, but the line's engaged. Oh, we could talk in a million ways. A trillion opinions. Every second of every hour of every day. That's why you can't find your way. Place to hide. Make me, break me, consolidate me, merge me in some big idea. Shake my hand, let's seal the deal before we all disappear. These times are strange. How we can talk in a million ways. The line's engaged. Oh, we could talk in a million ways. A billion ideas. A trillion opinions. Every second of every hour of every day. That's why you can't find your way.
I really like that song. It's crisp and refreshing. It reminds me of the TV show The Detectorist. Do you guys know that show? The song would fit in very well with Mackenzie Crook and Toby Jones wandering around the beautiful countryside, searching for treasure, and listening to Bluebird, Find Your Way. All right, we're going to stay with the mellow mood for a minute and listen to a love song. Now, this song was sent in by Joe Clark. I don't know much about Joe or his song, other than it's a beautiful love song that's not been played on any other radio stations. So sit back and enjoy for the first time, Embrace by Joe Clark.
If I didn't have you to keep my head from trailing off the ground, and I can still remember the first time I spoke to you. I've never been the same, I'll never be the same again. And I can still recall all the times when we could only categorize ourselves as friends. And I can still remember the first time I kissed you. Never been the same, I'll never be the same again. On a candle flame, and I can only promise you I won't forget your name. You make my head spin around like a broken carousel, and when it stops I turn and see your dark and the cold. I wanted you to know. And I never want to be.
Wow, Joe. Thanks for that. Embrace by Joe Clark. A few years ago, I was in Kent at an agricultural show. It was a huge fair kind of thing. And as I was walking around, in the distance, I heard a rockabilly version of Fujiyama Mama. Now, I love that song. And this rendition was fantastic. When I found the source of the music, there they were, a threesome, drums, guitar, and a woman playing stand-up bass. Now, not only was she playing the bass, but she was standing on it as she played it. It was great. And she was singing at the same time. I loved it, and I never forgot about it. So fast forward a few years, and I'm doing this show, and Serena, from a band called Bamboozle, sends me in her songs. Guess what? Yep, it was the band I saw back then. Serena was the woman on the bass. And her band, Bamboozle, is really cool. They're a rockabilly band with a modern twist, and they have lots of original material. Now, I'm going to play Daddy's Girl, which is off their album Retrograde. It's a great album. You got to check it out. It's on all the online services. Turn it up and have a listen to Daddy's Girl by Bamboozle.
Daddy's girl no more. My daddy bought me a brand new Cadillac.
She's a
daddy's girl, yeah, I'm a daddy's girl. And there ain't no way I'm gonna do what I'm told. face till way gone 11. But no matter what I do, I'll always be my daddy's girl.
Daddy's girl.
Well, my daddy, he bought me a brand new string of pearls just to show his baby that she ain't like the other girl. Well, I played my hand in a game of poker and I lost that chain to some low-down joker. Daddy, he bought me a brand new string of pearls. No matter what I do, I'll always be my daddy's girl.
Daddy's girl.
Thanks for sending it in, Serena. And if you want to see the video for Bamboozle's Daddy's Girl, just go to the Revenge FM YouTube channel. And don't forget to click the subscribe button while you're there to keep up on all the new and cool videos that we add on the channel.
Unknown Sounds with Pete Saxer on Revenge FM.
The next tune I'm going to play is a great song by Emma Howitt. Emma is a prolific songwriter and producer. Her first album, On Being Followed by a Statue, came out in 2019, and she hasn't stopped since. I'm going to play her song, Howl. And on it, Emma played all the instruments except for the drums. Now, once you hear it, I'm sure you'll be humming it for days. Here's Howl by Emma Howitt. Great song, Emma. Now, for those of you with a discerning ear and have heard our other shows, you may recognize her voice from the band Chevy Chase Stole My Wife. Yep, Emma's the driving force behind that band as well. She's quite a talented woman. And you know what? We have her video of how on the Revenge FM YouTube channel. Just check it out. I'm feeling a need to hear some punk rock. So it's a good thing that John from the excellent band Perjury sent in this song. It's called Strip of Words and it's off their album Lockdown. Here we go. Strip of Words by Perjury. Yeah, I love that old school punk. Strip of Words by Perjury. You can find their album Lockdown and more on Bandcamp.
The 70s.
Playing you the greatest hits of all time. The finest golden oldies.
Turn up your radios.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Playing only the best hits.
The 70s.
Flashback with Pete Saxer on Revenge FM.
Yep, it's true. I do have another show on Revenge FM called the 70s Flashback Show. And it's not your normal 70s show. I don't only just play the big hits. I play deeper cuts. I play songs you didn't realize were in the 70s. I play songs you've forgotten about. Songs you wish you forgot about. It airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and then again Sundays at 8 p.m. on Revenge FM. Come check it out, guys. Now we have the art pop three-piece band Silver Lake from Worcester. They play dance and indie-inspired electronica. Their stuff is kind of poppy, but it's got a shadowy edge to it. Now Tony sent in their song. Thanks, Tony. It's called Shutdown from the EP of the same name. All right, let's have a listen to Shutdown by Silver Lake. Very cool. They got a great vibe to them, don't they? Silver Lake, Shutdown. If you want to see the video, you know where it is. Yep, it's on the Revenge FM YouTube channel. Just check it out and click that subscribe button. At Revenge FM, we've got a new and improved way to listen again to aired shows. It's all about the Encore player. It's a very cool thing. Just go to our website, revengefm.com, and you'll see it right there. Click it, select the show you want to hear, and bam, it comes at you in high-quality audio. And you don't have to wait for the shows to be loaded onto the app. The Encore player automatically loads the new shows right after they're aired. It's amazing, so check it out. The Encore player on RevengeFM.com.
Revenge FM, motivated by music.
This next song was sent in to me by David, and it's under his solo project name, Mr. Woo's Pigs. Love that name. It's a high-energy song with driving guitar and pounding drums. And vocals that remind me a bit of Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys. Remember them? Mr. Woo's Pigs is garage punk, but quite unique in that the song rejects crass, promiscuous, and violent behavior of men. A great song. Have a listen to Real Men by Mr. Woo's Pigs.
Mm-hmm. be like you. I never wanted to look like you. I never wanted to act like you. I never wanted to be like you. The sun, it's my life and just beer and fun. Time to try and drink it till I'm sick. I don't think that's particularly big. You're a real man. You're a real man. I never wanted to go out of line. So intention just to have a fight. I never wanted just to put it in. Any old thing that they can't drag in. But you're a real man. You're a real man. Never wanted to join the sass. Never wanted to kick your ass. Never wanted to be that crass. If you're a real man, I think I'll pass. Are you a real man? Are you a real man? Look at myself, put your chest down. You're a real man. Touch your glasses, put your weight round. You're a real man. Are you a real man? Well, if you're a real man, I think I'll pass. Never wanted to be like you. Never wanted to look like you. Never wanted to act like you. I never wanted to be like you. I never wanted to be like you. I never wanted to look like you. I never wanted to act like you. I never wanted to be like you.
Yeah, great song. Real Men. It's from Mr. Wu's Pig's second album, Sick of Death, which you can find on Bandcamp. And if you want to have a look at his lockdown video for Real Men, you know where it is. Revenge FM YouTube channel. You can search for Revenge FM on YouTube, but the easiest way is just go on the Revenge FM app, click videos, and there they are, like magic. Next, we'll have a song by the Static Satellites. It's a four-piece indie pop band from Glasgow. Now, Kieran sent this song in, and he tells me that they've been likened to The Strokes and Two Door Cinema Club. This song, Fortify, is about anticipating that a tough time is coming and knowing you're going to have to be strong for it. They produced a video for the song based on Apollo 13, but I think we all know where the inspiration really came from, the coronavirus and how it's changed our world. Let's check out Fortify by Static Satellites.
Far away from where you
Yeah, cool song by the Static Satellites. And soon they'll be releasing a new single called The Symphony. It's from their upcoming debut EP coming out in May. So watch out for that on Bandcamp.
Unknown Sounds with Pete Saxer on Revenge FM.
All right, let's play some heavy metal now. Andy from Fife in Scotland sent in this next song. Thanks, Andy. He's part of Bastion, a heavy metal band that's been compared to classic bands such as Iron Maiden and Metallica. Whoa, their song Vesuvius has a perfect name. Starts out slow, steams up, and then erupts just like a volcano. Let's have a listen to Vesuvius by Bastion. Great. Now that song, Vesuvius, was off their debut album called Bastion by Bastion, and you can find it on Bandcamp. Nice job, guys. All right, we're going to change the tempo a bit and have a lovely song by the talented Charity Stowe. Now, Charity is an upcoming singer-songwriter from Nottingham. She has many influences, from Bob Dylan and Carole King to Billy Martin and Lucy Rose. Songwriting is a form of therapy for Charity, and you can hear this through the honesty of her lyrics and passion behind her songs. Charity's newest single is called Wake Up, and you can find that online. But I'm going to play the song she sent in to the show. She sent in a song here, which is her debut single. It's a great song that gels nicely her old-time influences with a modern feel. Here's Charity Stowe with Here. See what I mean? A great song. You can find more of Charity's music online on all the streaming services. Charity Stowe. Next up is a song by the Edinburgh-based punk rock band All Your Nightmares. The song's called Loretta, and it's off their self-titled EP. They're working on a new album now. It's going to be called Horror Stories, and when it's released, you'll find it on Bandcamp. Until then, here's Loretta by All Your Nightmares.
Fire!
Yes, very cool song. Let's keep the punk going with Herman's in the Workplace by Stranglewank.
Your morning coffee, caffeine does nothing for me. I got something much better than that. It's the finest way to enjoy your day when you gotta spend it dealing with this. Give me a Hydra, I'll operate any heavy machinery. I just don't care, I feel so good, nothing can faze me. I'll fix your printers, laptops, send emails, and my spelling's still better than yours, which is so funny. And I smile because I'm hugely off my tits. There's a in the office, a little brown nose. If I sober up, it puts me off, so to hydrocodone. Oh, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, chatting to the customers off my face. Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace. Yeah, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace off my face. Yeah, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, couldn't give a f***ing number, f***ing disgrace. Top drawer like Herman's suitcase, 60 milligrams controlled release.
You better call the police.
Get so f***ing high to get by. I numb my brain to deal with the idiots. If I don't, then I don't know what the f*** I do. Just sit here and cringe. And maybe one day I'll just flip my desk. I'd punch a f*** and then that would end in my arrest. So to avoid that, I'll have another Herman instead. Because there's a f*** in the office, a little brown nose. If I sober up, it f***s me off, so to hydrocodone. Oh, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, chatting to the customers off my face. Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace. Yeah, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace off my face. Yeah, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, you can get a f***ing number, f***ing disgrace.
Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace, Herman's in the workplace. I've never heard that term before, but I can relate. I love that band, Stranglewank. All right, we're coming to the end of another show. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me, and I hope you had a good time. I know I did. For those of you who have heard the show before, you know that we've had a history with some problems at the end of the show. I've been advised to leave the last few minutes as a buffer zone that may be cut off or may not be. And that's okay if this was just a normal radio show where I'm playing songs that everyone hears on the radio all the time. But I can't play a new song by one of you guys to just have it cut off. You know, I've been trying different things. But what I'm going to try this week is I'm going to play a song from last week. All right? It may get cut off. Who knows? But because I played it last week, I won't feel so bad. Plus, I informed the band about it already, and they're okay with it. So I'm going to leave you now with Dead Dad's Club, What Are You Scared Of? See you guys next time on Unknown Sounds on Revenge FM.
That is your feeling. Hey man.